Morning Watch. Living in the reality of the Kingdom of God. Week 7. Spiritual warfare to bring in the Kingdom of God and living in the Kingdom of the Son of God's love. Saturday. Related verses. Colossians 1:15-18. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Colossians 2:9, 16-17. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking, or in respect of a feast, or of a new moon, or of the Sabbath, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ. Colossians 3:1-11. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Related reading. Christ is the preeminent and all-inclusive one, the centrality and universality of God. Colossians reveals that Christ is preeminent, that he has the first place in everything, both in the first creation and in the new creation. For Christ to be preeminent in the new creation means that he is the first in resurrection. He is the firstborn in creation and in resurrection. This means that he is the first in the old creation, the universe, and in the new creation, the church. The universe is the environment in which the church exists as the body of Christ to express Christ in full. He is the first in everything. Colossians 1:19 says, "For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell." What is the fullness spoken of in this verse? Many would answer that it is the fullness of the Godhead. Although this is correct, here Paul does not modify the word fullness by a phrase such as of the Godhead or of God. He simply says that all the fullness was pleased, was happy to dwell in Christ. There is something in this universe known as the fullness, and the fullness is pleased to dwell in the preeminent, all-inclusive Christ. In 1:19, fullness does not denote the riches of what God is, but the expression of those riches. All the expression of the rich being of God, both in creation and in the church, dwells in Christ. All creation and all the church are filled with Christ as such an expression of God's riches. Such a fullness is pleased with this. This is pleasant to Christ. Many of the personal pronouns in the verses following 1:19 refer to the fullness as a person. This indicates that the fullness is the expression of God, even God himself. In this fullness, the Son is preeminent, for all the fullness is pleased to dwell in him. Therefore, he must have the first place in the environment and in the church. He is the preeminent one. He is also the all-inclusive one. Christ is the reality of all the positive things in the universe. If we know the Bible and God's economy, we realize that Christ is the heavens, the earth, the sun, life, light, the star, trees, flowers, water, air, and food. The material things are pictures of what he is to us. Furthermore, Christ is all the divine attributes, such as power, holiness, righteousness, kindness, and love. He is also the human virtues, such as humility and patience. Moreover, he is the church and every member of the church, God's building and every stone in the building. This means that Christ is you and me. Some twist our words and falsely accuse us of teaching pantheism. Pantheism is the satanic belief that identifies God with the universe. This is devilish, and we repudiate it without reservation. But according to the revelation of the Bible, we must testify that Christ, the all-inclusive one, is the reality of all positive things. When we say that Christ is you and me, we do not mean that we are God or that we will ever become God. Likewise, when we say that Christ is the real food, we do not mean that physical food is God. Such a concept is not only absurd, but also satanic. As the all-inclusive one, Christ is the centrality and universality of God. He is the hub and also the rim. In other words, Christ is all. Again, I say that this is not pantheism. Christ truly is the center and the circumference, the centrality and universality of God's economy. In God's economy, Christ is everything. The saints in Colossae were wrong in turning to religion and philosophy. Such things are against God's economy, where there is room only for Christ, the one who is all and in all.